The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Okay, we're back in the hot seat with the Congresswoman from California. She is the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass. So the postal system has now been hijacked. The attorney general basically says that he doesn't think that, you know, there's really, you know, real instances of systemic racism out there. He doesn't get it. Voters are concerned about vote by mail because the president has said to do that, to vote by mail is committing fraud. What are we to do? What are we to make of this? How do we overcome this? And specifically, what is the Biden campaign, which to be straight up, I think they lost a moment. I think they lost a moment during the Republican National Committee to have Joe Biden radio silent every day. I thought he should have been out there sort of counter narrating against what was happening. But okay, that's in the past now. What do they do to sort of strip away the fear? Because the fear is not just about Black folks. It's now about voting. What do we do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I do like what the vice president is doing today, going to Kenosha, meeting with the family, one that Trump couldn't have done. Even if he was willing, he would have messed it up. So I'm glad he didn't.
Oh, that would have been a hot mess.
Exactly. It absolutely would have been. I'm sure it will be very positive. The vice president is not just meeting with the family, but he's also meeting with community leaders to hear their concerns. And I think that will go a long way. And I absolutely think that's a counter narrative, especially from what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's incumbent upon all of us. At the end of the day, the only way to deal with voter suppression is to out-organize. And out-organizing means that we all have to get busy. We might not be able to do it in person. We might have to Zoom. I've been telling people in California where we're not so worried about voter suppression, except for in a couple of areas of, in our state, that we need to be contacting our friends and families around the country. We have to let people know, number one, how to vote, because every state is different.
Right.
Where you can vote at home, you need to get your ballot and mail it in early. And you can't wait until the end of October or even the middle of October. You have to mail that ballot in right away.
As soon as you can.
So that there is no excuse. And then we need to keep the public pressure on, because, you know, if we didn't have the public pressure on, it's no telling what they would have done to the post office. We were able to stop them in their tracks. I don't know that we're going to be able to get them to put the blue boxes back.
Can I explain to me why that is? How is that authority seemingly so absolute that the Congress cannot demand that those resources be put back in the neighborhoods that they were taking from, meaning the blue mailboxes, and that those postal service centers that had those high-speed machines aren't getting those machines back? I know five states, I believe it is, are now suing to get those replaced and put back into their state. Why is it that the Congress just seems to be, it's frustrating. I mean, I worked on the Hill for a number of years in Walter Frontroy's office as a young kid. But so I get part of that, but has the dynamic changed so much for you as a member? And now that you're in the majority, that there's, what weight do you have to sort of push back on when the post office general goes, we're not doing it? I'm just not putting that.
You know, we have the law, but we have an administration that won't follow the law.
Well, there's that.
So you know, we did pass the bill that put $25 billion to the post office and required that he restore what he removed. Even if McConnell was the actual president of the Senate, which I don't believe he is. I believe he's on Trump's staff. I think he's completely abdicated his role. So that's why Pelosi has
to argue with that, because some of these decisions are like, yeah, don't make sense.
I mean, Pelosi has to negotiate directly with the White House because the Senate is irrelevant. But so that bill is languishing along with 200 other bipartisan bills because we've got Republican support for that bill. But even if that bill were passed, you know, the president wouldn't sign it.
Right.
But even if he did sign it, this administration has shown repeatedly the law, all laws, any laws, are up for grabs.
Yeah.
They're optional.
So what does that say about a Trump reelection? I mean, I just think my argument has been, if you think y'all been in crazy up till now, wait till he's totally unfettered, having beat back against Mueller, beat back against impeachment, beat back against the COVID scourge, the flattened economy and civic unrest, and then gets reelected?
Right.
Well, what do you think is going to happen, America?
One mystery to me is how his numbers hold on the economy. When we don't, I mean, the economy cannot function until we get a hold of the virus. So the way I talk about this election, I don't say it's the most important election of our lifetimes. I'm tired of saying that every 4 years.
Right.
I say that this election is a matter of life and death. 180,000 Americans have died. And I know that the majority of them did not need to die. He just refuses to deal with the health issues. Mm-hmm. So you ask, what would 4 more years be? We'd probably have 2-3 million Americans dead. And it's no telling. I mean, he already thinks he is a dictator. He literally, the last 4 years that he's able to serve would be one.
So we got about a minute left. As you're looking to your constituencies and you're looking to the country as a whole, what is your takeaway? What is the thing that Americans need to appreciate and understand over the next 60 days as we head into the November election? The obvious stuff is there. We will not likely have a winner declared on election night. We will find ourselves looking at a prolonged process. How are you assessing, and how would you help Americans begin to look at what to expect and how to move through that period? Taking what you said on the front end about get your behind out there and vote early as you can, certainly request the ballot. But then on the other side, when Trump declares an election night with very incomplete results that he's won the election, and if anything comes out to the contrary, that's fraud or abuse or something.
I think it's going to be an extremely dangerous time in our country, because you have a president who supports vigilantism, who has been encouraging it. You have these white supremacists who are armed to the teeth. And so I'm going to be very fearful. And I think that, and I'm glad you're raising it, because I think that we're going to have to take some proactive measures to protect people. How sad is that to say?
I know.
That the president is going to essentially fan the flames of a race war. And I really truly
win an election.
I really truly worry about that. And it's unfortunate that he has his own TV network. It's kind of like North Korea. He's got his own TV network that is going to essentially back that up. Anytime you have a TV network that actually promotes cures to a disease that could hurt people and kill people.
Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine, go out and take it when they know very well that it's harmful.
And now in the plasma program that he's pushing, which doctors are like, wait a minute, no, we didn't say that works for COVID-19.
What about saying that there's going to be a vaccine before the election?
Right.
So that, you know, those are things that actually can lead to people dying. So I think that we're going to have some strategies to really protect people and for people to be safe, because I mean, he is led by chaos. He's trying to get reelected by chaos. He's resurrected the ghosts of Joseph McCarthy, George Wallace, and Richard Nixon. That is his campaign strategy.
Well, that is sobering. Those are sobering words. And I think America really needs to pay attention how much in the game we have to be on the front line of voting and on the back end of making sure that the process is fair and accessible. And I appreciate the Congresswoman and your role in the House, raising the flags and making the noise and, you know, saying, folks, this is too important. Let's not mess it up. She's Congresswoman Karen Bass.
Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.